Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. I had them held up, y'all. Good morning. We were having a meeting before the, yes, it is a good day to be alive, a good day to know the Sorrentinos, even better day to know the women who lead this company. Yes, there it is. We're going to have some fun.
I was supposed to post an ad yesterday, wasn't it? An email just went off and said to mark and complete it. Yep. I think it was two of them. Well, welcome all of you. Very, very, very good. Very good day. And well, whatever it is, you y'all just have some good fun. If this is your first time here, this is our private meeting we made available to the public so you can steal everything that we have done or have here. So just go out there and do that and continue to have all the blessings that work for you. Trust me, you will be stealing some stuff today, Jerome. You will be stealing some stuff today. You trust me on that, okay? Trust me on that. Let me read this private message real quick. I have, okay, got you. So now, what all of you want to do is pay close attention to a lot of things going to happen today. Take it back to your companies, okay? Take it back to your companies and then apply it as such. Do not give me credit. Do not give us credit. Your job is simply to take what works here and then go from there. Grace, in a little bit, you'll be sharing thine calculator. You understand?
Yes.
But for now, I want to hear about last night's from Phil and Grace. Come on, let me hear about
it. Grace nailed it. Grace did all fantastic. Right. She was just, she's amazing. Did a great, great job.
Good stuff. Come on, y'all. Take as long as you want. Let's tell us all about it.
Okay, we had a great call. By the way, sir, we feel because I told Mr. Phil, I said, we're going to be the facilitators because we're going to get our people, our participants to do a lot of talking. He said, yeah, we're just substitute teachers. So he told everybody, hey, we're you all substitute teachers. Treat us as such. I just laughed because I know how kids treat substitute teachers, but it's okay. They were kind. They were good kids. Oh, yes. They were good students. Oh, yes. They were good kids. Oh, yesterday. sir, we are very grateful for what you said to us. Very, very grateful what you said to us. Just detailed. And all we had to do was, you know, go look at it and talk to them about it. Say, hey, you know.
I don't shoot from the hip, y'all. I don't shoot from the hip. Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, just, you know, the four lessons that were in chapter four, we talked about them, broke them down, and people had some breakthroughs, you know, last night of, you know, they were reflecting back because one of them was saying, you know, a lot of the things that our beliefs stem from our childhood. And so people were telling some of the things that happened to them during childhood and why they do certain things now. I don't think Coach Eames is on, but she was saying something that happened to her, you know, she, as she grew up, she just stopped smiling because what she did as a kid, somebody made fun of her and said that, you know, she, every time she smiled because her two teeth, her front two teeth were big, that she looked like a whore. And so she would just stop smiling. And she said her real good friend, which is her best friend to this day, she said he always asked, why don't you smile? And she forgot. She's like, I don't know. But then she reflects back on it.
Wow.
I'm going to let Monica tell her own story because we was like, whoa. Okay, because my goodness, but people had a lot of breakthroughs. And Kiara, our therapist, was on yesterday. We were grateful to have her and on. And so Mr. Phil, you know, asked her to come on and speak, you know, about different things. And she was saying that she talks to kids, you know, all ages from elementary to high school. She said, and it's better to get them as kids now because they're more receptive. She said, because adults are the worst. Yes, because we're setting our ways. And you trying to break old beliefs? No. You know, and so she says, if you get them while they're children and change their perception, it's really good. That was just one part. Mr. Phil?
Yeah, and we left it where it has the 12, and I put my notes away for next week. I got them in my tickler file for next week in case you – ask us to do it again, but where they have the 12, whatever it is. So we reviewed them and told them what we were going to do next week.
Okay, cool. I'll stand it. Yeah, that's good. What I might do is, just in case it happens, I'll send y'all that entire document. It's long. No, that wasn't it. I went and highlighted that one section and copied and pasted. That wasn't it. You got to mute my.
The last two things, what Mr. Phil was talking about, the 12 areas of balance, examining your models of reality and the 12 areas of balance, your love relationship, your friendships, that and the two tools to rewrite your models of reality. Those are two things we didn't get to. So that's what he was saying here.
Yeah, y'all just have to read the book. Now, as y'all read the book, the less we got to talk and the more y'all talk, right? As you read the book, they'll read the book because next week could be chapter 5. Well, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Next week could be chapter 5. I'm fantastic. I already knew that we didn't have to cancel classes because one of us was not available because we have the brains and talent faculty-wise what was not present. I was going to say what I doubted, but I didn't doubt. I was looking at the harvest. You understand? Mm-hmm. So for the harvest, what was not present was y'all, the audience. You didn't want to keep learning. Do you understand? Well, that shifted sometime last year. And last year, y'all said, oh, wait a minute now. Don't you go nowhere. I don't know if it was the coronavirus or the last administration, whatever it was. One of y'all, some of y'all said, give it all to me so we don't go through nothing else again. Oh, it was the holiday. Well, I know, but that mindset, the harvest showed up in the holiday. But that was the harvest, but them seeds was already planted. So While I am super thankful for Phil and Grace and any Susan, whoever could fill in, I'm more thankful that all of you still showed up. Yeah. If do you mind if I put it in different terms so everybody get it? Okay. I'm gonna make Jerome laugh. He ain't gonna shout this time, but let me I'm gonna put it in different terms so everybody can get it. Just think this is gonna be a Christian example. Pastor. Go out of town.
Wait. Go ahead. Wait. Mr. Phil, say what you said at the end of the call. Because he said you were going to be back.
When the preacher's in town, the deacon sits down.
Yeah. So typically when you find out what them associate ministers got to preach, you be like, oh, a girl, I should have stayed home. All right. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Good stuff. I'm well pleased. Well pleased, well pleased, well pleased. Well, if you think that is good, I got more good for you. More good for you. Ken W. Johnson. Now, if he was in my family, they'd have called him Ken Wayne. That's what they would have called him.
Yeah, that's what they called me when they met it.
Yeah.
That middle name gets emphasis, so I had to tell them that W stands for wealthy.
That is. Look here, man. That Ken Wayne is one word in my family. K-E-N-N-A Wayne. Something, I don't know. Kenna. It ain't Kenneth. It's Kenna. Kenna Wayne. There you go. Man, go ahead and tell us from your perspective everything that's happening with your team and last night. And we'll let you free talk and then I'll pull some other stuff out of you. Because, and then something happened at midnight you don't even know about that I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, man, we had a great time last night. Good meeting. A lot of people showed up and they showed up and signed up at the highest level. Looking forward to working with Dr. Gray. He's a good friend of mine's, bought some automobiles for me, big in Nigeria. And I just got off the phone with him, matter of fact, and I told him, I said, now look, you know I ain't going to Nigeria, but I'm gonna send you and Dr. Antonio, Deanna, but Ken W got to stay on the U.S. soil in case something break out, you know what I'm saying. Now, but we had a great time. And actually wants to do another meeting this week for more people. And it's nothing but great and big things coming out of that group because that's how he does things. So very, very impressive meeting. And of course, we all know Antonio T. Smith does what he do and he does it well. And those people were very grateful for him and what he shared. He gave out a lot of good gems to those guys who are in some other businesses, but he blessed them with ideas and structure and got my attention. I'm gonna have to ask him about a part of that he said, because I was like, wait a minute, I've been giving away too much money. But no, it was great. It was great. Look forward to working with those guys.
Yeah, buddy. It was about 15, 20 people there, all Nigerians, 40, 50 years of age. And Ken's team is growing. And the fastest element of Ken's team is growing is Nigerian. Yeah, clap for him. Now, we're gonna continue to celebrate, but I'm coming, I'm swinging through to Abby here in a little bit, but we're gonna just give me a second. Now, 12:02 a.m. Well, actually, first off, let me tell you, they fooled around, Phil. I was being nice and presentation. No, this is what it is. There's asking questions. It's okay. There's actually lots of procedural questions, and I was answering that. That lasted for an hour and a half. And they fooled around, Phil, and asked me a business question. And then I start glowing. you can't do that if you don't want me to tell you how it work around here. You understand? It was a difficult business question too. It was one I've never answered before about electricity and a licensed electrician. How can a licensed electrician scale to, I forget what, $100,000 a month? With the business university, what things can you do? And from the top of my head, would you say, Phil, when the, well, he doesn't say, he quotes it, I should say, but the Bible says it, he quotes it, okay? About when you need the words, what happens, Phil? At the right time, when you need those words.
Luke 12:11, when brought in front of the judge and magistrates, give not thought to the words thy speak, let the spirit flow.
And that's what happened. That's what happened right there. Good stuff. Now, that being said, Ken, maybe you find out this morning, but this is what happened. Dr. Greg he's been a millionaire in Nigeria since he was 21. And he has extreme aspirations to be a millionaire in America. That's his words. And he's dead serious. So a series of things happened last night. 12:02 a.m. he called me. Now, I looked at it. We had just got home. I looked at it and I said, well, this got to be good. It's 12:02 a.m. So I picked up the phone. I picked up the phone. He said, hey, the lady I was telling you about, got to call you. So we put on three-way WhatsApp, which you're going to call her in a little bit. Put on WhatsApp. And then, can you tell me about it? That's, I did the spiel again. She said, good. I got 50,000 people waiting. It's all right.
You should have woke me up.
Hey, you should have woke me up there. You should have woke me up there. Oh, we have emailed our payment, well, Deanna is not available today under any circumstances. Whatever y'all think she's doing, she is not doing, because we had already been through a new contract with a payment merchant. In fact, let me just to make it easier.
Well, let me say this.
Yes, sir.
Now, for those of y'all who don't know, when Antonio and the staff come to my office, I treat them like royalty. Yeah. Preaching went next door and got this man a whole fish, grilled fish at that, and he only brought one back. And I had to remind him, you got Chris, you got Miss Deanna, and you got me. Where are the other three fishes, brother? So I told him, no, I'm not going to eat nothing, man. But at 12:02, I probably was eating the stuff my wife cooked for me, but Antonio got blessed with a whole fish, grilled fish.
And some suya.
Well, Abby, I don't know what that is. I didn't eat that. I don't do spicy food.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Yes. Go ahead, Abby.
No, I was just excited because you said suya. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Suya is so good. It's so good. So good. So good. And I've got some good news for Abby, too. We round in that corner. And let's see, let me share a picture real quick just so it can make some sense, y'all. So we're working, now this should really make Abby happy, I'll blow it up. We're working in a very soon little bit, you will all, this is Nigeria, and this were all the payments that we would be able to accept. How happy does that make you, Abby?
That is awesome. That is awesome. Wow.
Yes. iPay, eBucks, MobiCred, all these things that Nigerians have, we would be able to accept that. And a lot of people. Jerome was trying to take a picture with his phone. Oh, I got you. I got you, Jerome. I got you. Yeah. Say less. I'll let you take a picture with your phone. Like that. And it won't just be Nigeria. It's pretty much everything you see is what we'll be doing, but just focus on Nigeria.
I want to send it to somebody in Kenya.
Oh, well, yeah, that's it right there, man. Yeah. That's it. Hey, there you go. And let me tell you something, man. We don't just launch. We're so organized. We're going to talk because we definitely going to talk. Grace Calculadora, por favor. Are you on the way? That was for Monica. That was for Monica.
Yep, figured it all out.
Oh, yeah. Outstanding. Okay, pleasure to meet you, Miss Tammy. And actually, you know what? Stop your screen, Grace. My man Tyrell was telling me something in private. Tyrell, why don't you unmute your mic? And it is an honor, ladies and gentlemen. We have someone on the call that I can relate to. Go ahead, Tyrell.
Yeah, how's everybody doing on this wonderful day? I want to introduce and welcome also two of my brothers at arms, Moses and Trey. One, Moses is a combat veteran that has his podcast, and Trey, he's in the music business. And both of them are, I can say, real dependable, and I can always call on them when I'm down and out.
Amen to that. Well, yes, let's clap for both of these veterans. Let's clap for them for sure. So let me say a few things here before we share our screen. For one, well, let me go to Trey first. Trey, you stick around because I am, that no one knows it yet. I told Ken last night, but I am absolutely disrupting the music industry. I'm doing what Steve Jobs did to it. That's all I can tell you. I ain't saying nothing else. If I were thee, stick around. I'm going to put that Mexican information out there. If I were y'all, I'd wrench around and wrench it off and go on to the Mexican conference. Because if you think for one second that I'm not coming at their heads on their weak spots, you're crazy. What I'm doing and what Antonio Smith did to college and universities, I have also done to the music industry. You just know that. I can't, you know what? Let me just, you know what? I'm not. Just wrench around, wrench it off. That's all I can tell you for sure. So holler at you, Trey. Appreciate you. My man Moses, let me tell you, I know about combat. And God bless you. And hopefully you came back saner than myself. I literally, when I got back, I went to jail 13 times in 1 year. I couldn't adjust. I'm not joking. I could not adjust. I went to jail 13 times when I came back I never came back as a civilian. that's not what happened. That is not what happened.
You still not right. You're giving away
over 90%
of your money.
You're right. Yeah. I'm crazy as hell. That's for sure. That's for sure. But I just want y'all to process that, man. So shout out to you, combat veteran, and my man Trey, veteran, and all of you veterans here with us. We appreciate you. And then parents of veterans, we appreciate y'all. And spouses of veterans, God bless y'all. God, doggy, I don't even know what to tell y'all. Y'all are just... God, he's just coming out here and give y'all gold right now. It's hard to be a military spouse. That's difficult. That's difficult. That's difficult. Anyway, back to that. No, I'm not. That's difficult. To marry one of us is difficult. You understand? Don't let them fool you. It is difficult. Male or woman, it's difficult. Difficult. Trust me on that. It is hard to be an army or a military spouse, I should say. Go ahead, Tyrell.
Yeah, that's true, because I used to catch it all the time before deployments and TDY.
I tell you, man, God, dog. Woof. Yeah, buddy, it's difficult. And then you got, anyway, yeah, shout out to all y'all. Now, let's see. And my military stuff was very weird, very weird. So they took me, just to give, if you don't know, I'll explain it briefly. So I was homeless from 6 to 14. I don't have parents. I do have parents, but I don't have parents. The state of Texas don't recognize my parents. My birth certificate don't recognize my parents. My parents had to give up their rights, even though I've held, I don't know, let's see. Since I was, I know three pieces of information about my mother. I know, actually, you know what? I've never said this out loud. Let me tell you what the Army did. This is the Army, let me tell you, they slick, y'all, okay? They slick, Army slick. This is what they did. So what's not known, and I'm gonna have to take Phil. Phil gave me a book title I really need to do. So this is, I've never said this before, and I keep in mind, I love and respect my parents, but you need to understand what the Army did. So I get to Army at eight, MEPS at 18, no parents, no cares, no nothing, okay? Put a pin in that, we'll come back to it. 6 years old, sleeping in a trash can, blah, blah, blah. I am the son of a psychopath and a pedophile. I'll let you guess which one is which, okay? That's real talk, I'm not joking with you. I've never said that out loud. I'm telling y'all for sure, I swear to God to you, that's the honest to God truth, okay? So now you got, so I'm completely homeless for all these years, and then I get adopted at 14, which is crazy as hell. So now the Army, I score a 79 on the ASVAB, and my GT score, I don't even, it's something like 150 or something. It was ridiculous. It was way up there. It was way past the 110 required. I don't know what the highest you can get on ASVAB is. I have no idea. I just know I only needed the 31 to get in. I only needed the 31. That's equivalent to a 70 to high school. Yeah. Only 31. And then, so the GT score is a pretty big deal, whatever they have. They kind of relate that crap to IQ, but whatever, blah, blah, blah. But on this coding part of the ASVAB, I smashed that. I didn't miss a single thing because my brain works in little crazy little pieces and codes and stuff. It was easy for me. These, no problem. I go there for, at the time, it was called 35 Juliet. It was computer automated systems repair. Makes sense, because the woman who adopted me was an old black lady. She had a curl. You know what I'm talking about? Her robe didn't robe together. You know what I'm talking about? And she slid her feet when she walked. You understand? And she printed the church programs. And she liked that church tea, you know, the tea with the Sprite in it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, okay? She had that fat underarm and she can cook anything. That lady right there. I'll give you a good description. All right, that lady right there. That lady right there said, boy, listen, the world is changing. This is 2000. The world is changing. You better go in there for computers. So I want to do a computer job. The Army said, oh, no, you don't, sir. You're going to do military intelligence. I don't know what that means. I have no idea. I didn't even know there was other branches. I just knew if you want to lead a hood, go to the Army. That's all I knew, or go to college on this full ride scholarship for football. I ain't know nothing else. Army, football, I ain't know nothing else. I went to the Army. They made me an intelligence analyst. And then during basic training, these dudes in BDUs and facial hair came through. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I can't tell you much more now. You understand? BDUs and facial hair came through.
Hey,
you understand what I'm saying? So here I am, basic training with a top secret security clearance, because you can't be, anyway, doesn't even matter. And I'm doing three, because I'm coming from 2-a-days football practice. You know what I'm saying? Coming for 2-a-days football practice. I'm doing the 2-mile run. I don't even remember, man. Anyway, I always maxed out the PT. Something like 370, 327. I always did that crap. And I don't give a damn. I don't care about nothing. Don't care about nothing. And they come recruiting for what they did. 21 days later, I had a whole different MOS. That's all I can tell you. And then I spent 90% of my time in the Army in the field. And I'm a highly decorated soldier for a die. That's all I can tell you, right? That's all I can tell you. But there you go. So my military career was crazy. So I could tell you for sure, to be support attached to infantry, them boys haul you out. Because I was the soft guy. You understand? Yeah. So I got the expert infantry badge, but I can't, you know, since I'm support, you can't wear it outside. So, you know, you flip it inside and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. So anything they did, I did. You know, I finished. Now, I barely finished that 12-mile ruck march. I barely finished that. Barely. I rolled my ankle the second mile. I think you got 3 hours. I finished that joint in 2 hours and 55 minutes. I ain't gonna lie to you. I barely finished that joint. Barely. If you infantry, you know what I'm talking about. Barely finished that joint. But that did. That's my career in a nutshell. That I can tell you about. That's my career in a nutshell. There you go. So I got to do a lot of stuff like that. More good news. You have. So he called me at 12:02, Phil. He say, talk to this lady. This lady said, oh, yeah, I'm ready. I've got 2,000 right now. And then we've got what I'll do is as soon as you get the payment, I'll keep these 2,000 at bay. As soon as your payment system was, we'll got 50,000 people to come right on in. Okay. Now, calculator, please. At worst case scenario, this is, I take this back to thine country and steal thine company. $4.99 grace. Of course, this would be a Nari, but anyway, times 50,000 if you don't mind. Now, you know I went to public school now. Ain't no commas in there. Can you tell me what that is?
$249,500.
I feel like I should shout right there. Should I shout, Jerome? I feel like that's a shouting cue. Okay. But that's a month, ain't it?
That is a month.
Can anybody company use $249,000 a month? You think you can avoid a few problems? Okay. Multiply by 12, Grace. What's that, Grace?
$2,994,000.
There you go. That's worst case scenario. Now pay ye attention. If this is your first time here, staff don't get paid from occasion. I don't draw a salary. It only exists to go to y'all. They missed the whole thing, Jerome. They missed the whole thing. I didn't add up my money, Kathy. I added up yours. They don't, you know. So then, right after that, Ken, and then we hung up with the lady, he called me back. He say, says a few words, and he ended with this here. I want to be a millionaire in 4 months. He wasn't asking me. Mm-mm. He was notifying me. In fact, his next words was, do you mind if I do the same thing in South Africa? And of course, me being cool, I went, no, I don't mind at all. You can go ahead, you know. don't mind at all. It's all good, you know. If you feel like it, you know, right? I don't mind at all. So now we're working with South Africa as well. Here's my point. And I want all of you to hear me, and I want you to hear me well. There are three things happening here right under your nose. Number one, some rich guy, he's chocolate, got some curly hair, is giving away 90% of his wealth. Instead of putting in some foundation and you got to jump all these hoops and stuff, it's a simple. If you're a regular person or whatever person, you can come get it. You just refer people, system take over, that's it. The product is so great, been featured on just about every magazine you could possibly think of. And the first thing going on is you have attracted someone giving away 90% of their wealth. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's how much God loves you. That's the first
thing. Amen.
All right. I was hoping somebody got it. I was going to just move on. That's the first thing. The second thing is, don't nobody care about whatever y'all think. Because people are catching the vision and they got their own goals. Ken ain't have to say, hey, man, would you know? This man said, listen, I got my own.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Own personal reasons. He's driven by his own personal everything. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And his goal is to personally be $1 million in America in 4 months. I don't know if y'all know that. It's the first month. I'm not mm-hmm. sure if you've been up this year. I'm not sure if you're awake. Mm-hmm. It's the first month. Mm-hmm. So by the end of May, this is his goal. That's the second thing happening. Everybody follow me so far? We're going to put the Mexican back out there. And by the end of May, this is, I mean, that's the second thing that's happening. That, so if I had to summate it, you are here and people with you got their own goals. No matter what you think, somebody got a daughter with insulin and they need that. His motivation, like me, he got more people to beat up. He has 20,000 people that he has to care for every month. I'm somewhere like 10,000 people, maybe 8,000. Think about that, Joe. Think about that. He trying to be a millionaire so these people could have a quality of life. And he says there's 20,000 people are still growing. Yeah, hear what I'm saying?
That's beautiful, though. That's where it's at.
That's why he's going to get it.
I'm with him.
Yep. That's why he's going to get it, because the universe appreciates people who serve other people. And the third thing that's happening is that no matter who you know, what you're doing, or what you are, it's moving with or without you. Old man in Texas, cigarette hanging from his mouth under his, what we call a shade tree. Ain't no shade in Texas, though. I mean, I guess it went from 120 to 119. I guess we can call that shade. Told me, boy, when I was a knucklehead, Steve, said the next 4 years is gonna pass you up anyway. Now, you can either smoke weed, chase these girls, or you can go to college. But whether you go to college or not, or whether you F your life up or not, because you know, this ain't no mm-hmm. there no preacher conversation. The next 4 years, they gonna come by. Whether you get your stuff together or not, which I leave that to y'all. That's the third thing happening here. It's happening, whether you want it to or not, whether you're ready or not, whether you're saved or not, Muslim or not, saved Muslim, right? Just using these words, none of these words mean anything. Whether you are Torah, a Jewish, Sikh, spiritual, doesn't matter. 4 years is still gonna come on by. Oh my God, 2016, people say, oh my God, the world's going to end. Trump is president. 4 years passed right on by. It's the truth. 2008, oh my God, black man's president. It's going to be ruined. 8 years passed right on by. Like, no matter, most of you listening to me have had the worst day of your life over 100 times. Pass right on by. Like, let me tell y'all something, babe. I've already changed the world. I'm going to continue to change the world. I'm not even done changing the world. And when I die, it's going to pass right on by. Right? Like, just trying to get you to understand. I'm going to be dead and they still going to send a light bill. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's going to happen one way or the other. So you might as well jump on that wave and ride that current all the way through. Okay. I thought that was pretty good.
That was good. That was okay. Really good.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was
thank
really
you.
Good.
Thank you very much. I should appreciate it. I was trying to pump y'all up for the next thing I'm getting ready to say. And then Deanna said, well, I won't say what she said. Deanna, you say what you said.
Okay, so I said a couple of things. Are you referring to someone? Okay. So I went to Antonio and I was like, hey, I really think we should make Abby a part of the team. We need someone with her empathy to train to do happiness calls for all of our Nigeria people. So I think we should put her, I think we should make her like official family. And make her and bring her onto the team, not as a network member, but as a family member.
Is this as a volunteer?
No, this is not as a volunteer. This is as a paid family member of the ATSJR company.
Hello.
I was finna say they don't know where to shop. They don't know where to shop. I was finna say, yeah. That was
congratulations, that's what's up.
Isn't that Abby? That's Abby's. Woo, 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 woo. Yep, I think that's great. Yep. Congratulations, yeah. Abby. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Yes. I receive it. Thank you.
Yes, we're gonna work out a few things with her to where she can double dip if needed. All right, but we gonna take good care of her. And pretty much, if y'all don't know, the whole, except for me, the whole ATS staff is all highly empathetic people, right? You know what I'm saying? All highly, this empath that's walking around here and stuff. So we intentionally search out empaths so we can have the best quality customer service. And then empaths who are aware, I'm a psychic. And ain't nothing wrong with having psychic folk around you. Let me tell you. I can't tell you how many times I didn't listen. And they was like, don't talk to them. That's not that one. And I went anyway and I got burnt. All right. Them empaths that tell you, Phil, that's not good for you. Not that one. Not that one over there. No, Phil. His motives are not correct, right? Yeah, empaths can do that. God speaks to empaths differently. Okay, because they can handle the message that is being sent. So there you go there. Fantastic there. So y'all be ready for great things, but that ain't the only place that we opening up, and that's not the only thing that we're doing. So let's talk more about, well, let's talk Ken for a second. Although we borrowed from network marketing as we pay out, we're not network marketing. Anybody can do anything at any time. You need to make sure you're taking your classes because we are an education company. Your checks don't come from Mercasa. Your checks come from the ATS Business University. Rikaza is just a vehicle that legally allows me to to put you in a role to where you can be paid. That is all. We're an education company. Everybody understand what I'm saying? So take your classes and change the quality of your life. If you don't take your classes, and which we see, you don't get monthly money. It's called success income. It's just is what it is.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't want to deal with the Attorney General.
Amen.
Let's just face it. I got like no, I don't want to deal with the Attorney General. So we are first and foremost an education company. And Rikaze is not paying you. The ATS Business University is simply giving you kickbacks while you learn because you referred people. That is all. We're an education company. Should you not take your education, you can't get your success income. Can you get your referral fees? Yes. So you cannot take your classes and you can still get 50%. But should you want the monthly check, you understand what I'm saying? You must take your classes. Only active students can be awarded monthly. Go ahead, Phil, and then Tammy.
Isn't the more classes that our students take, it increases our chance, it increases when we become an accredited university?
Absolutely. Very good point, Phil. Samuel, you actually got somebody on the call today, I believe. And I watched Grace do fantastic customer service this morning. Go ahead. If you want to introduce your person, you're more than welcome to as well.
Okay, yeah. Let me introduce Tammy Archer. Listen, she is a go-getter. Look, that, like, for real, she styled just like Michelle Obama. I always tease her. And she about that work. She about that life of becoming a successful entrepreneur. Man, listen. And the funny part is she said, you planted this seed back in November and 21st. So she looked at her stuff looking for my link. And then she said, you called me on the 21st. She said, that's crazy. We have been on the phone since 6:30 Eastern time this morning, talking up until 8:30. So I just want to congratulate her for opening up herself. She's a successful person. Like, she's developing. I'll let her do her part when she got questions on or whatever for the future. But I wanted to come on here and say two things. One, I want to thank you all. First, I got to thank Pam Norris for turning me on to you all. I wish I had to listen to it in 2019 instead of 20, but God gonna give me double for my hard-headedness.
I know that's right.
It was double for my trouble on my own self-sabotage. However, I'm kind of celebrating in a way because I call it entrepreneurial development. I have never tapped out in all my data. And I never had internet at home because I worked 16 hours a day most of the time. And then once I started with y'all, I mainly did I wake up 8 o'clock when I could, join the calls. And then I worked that night from 11 till 3 p.m. So I barely was getting sleep. However, it produced something because there's people from my job that's joining. But it also produced this where I'm going to celebrate. There's an individual that I try to bring him in to the fold of ATS because he does a lot of speaking all over the country for churches and corporations. He even has a book, help you write a book thing. And I always used to go support him from 2013 all the way up until the pandemic, but even still posted his stuff. Try to talk to him about coming in with us, right? He never supported me. He showed up on my live last Saturday, and I was like, oh, he's going to support me. That's what's up. Now, look at this, what may happen. Then he was on Tanya's Monday night because the individual he helped get write a book, she was on Tanya's with her mother, right? So he looking and tell me what he started doing. He started doing Facebook Lives. He started doing Facebook Lives this week Yeah, he have like 500 people that follow him and viewed it. But what was funny was he did that trying to mimic, listen, take, like they say, often duplicated. You know, you may be duplicated, but you can't do what somebody else is doing if you're not in that lane they in. And we're in the lane of ATS University. And I was trying to tell him he can go international because he's a great dude. Tell me why he didn't listen to me and Tanya talking about we need to be solutions. Like we're using the stuff that you give us, you know, being about solutions and the different things to people's problems. He on there saying that, but guess how much he charging people for that? $150. I'm like, man, we got $19.99 right here. You got following you. I done told him like, yo, you can blow up fooling with us because all of those people will get you paid. But because he has spoken at corporations like Whataburger down there, Yahweh, like he goes in and he gets to speak and facilitate, train and uplift. And he got the same kind of energy I got. And Eric Thomas is one of his mentors as well. But I'm trying to make him look at a bigger picture like, yo, you can spread out so much more. Like, can I tell you something? I know if he was with us, y'all would probably endorse him to represent this whole Northeast corridor because he liked that. But, you know, that around the way mentality is so funny instead of looking at a bigger picture. I just thank y'all because he's trying to chase me and Tanya and what we doing, what we learn from y'all. So, you know, I appreciate that. It's a beautiful thing. And again, learning about, listen, I know I've been working because I tapped out of all my data. I'm sitting at a place right now in my truck to make sure I could join a call because I just been joining through the phone. But it's a good thing. So I call it entrepreneur development because these are the things that I'm learning. But that means that I'm working because if I ran out of data, I'm grinding. And I'm putting stuff in place to teach other people as they develop. Yo, because that curve I ran into. So I just thank y'all and appreciate everybody.
No doubt. No, that's a good look. Y'all clap for that, man. That's a good look.
Wait, nicely said too, Samuel. And good
absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely.
And guess what? They always go and look now because once you say it, they think they're too big to get into something little. And then when they realize that it's not about in ATS, like he said, it's the impact. It's the impact. You can do it. Three people can do it and they won't do it the same way because they don't have that feel and the root that's going to, you know, where like Antonio, he, you know, he just is the king of it and he cool. So he's giving it to us and then people see that part and they're like, where is that? And you're right. It can't be duplicated. It can be tried, but it won't come from the right. It won't come from the same person. You're right. Good job.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we've got 20, I just checked while she was talking. We got 29,773 enrollments. Y'all, I haven't even got started yet, okay? If you just figuring out or trying to catch up, right? It's like kind of drinking water out of fire hydrant with a straw. The ATS Business University is the world's first open source learning or open source Division I university, okay?
Antonio, I have a question. Mr. Mm-hmm. Phil said something about if we take our classes, we were working towards that accreditation. Can you explain that a little bit? Because I do tell people that we are working on our accreditation, but we can help in this. So what do we need to do?
Yeah, but I wouldn't use that as a benefit to promote you. We got enough to benefit.
No.
That's gotta be something. I wouldn't use that as a sales benefit.
No, it's not. I don't do anything as a sales benefit, believe it or not. I'm just asking so that when people are talking to me and I know that I have people that have gone to colleges and all types. So when it comes into accreditation, when I say it's an accredited school, then other people are listening, not even for me, but for their children and their children. So I'm just asking,
I got you. Well, accreditation, some of these accreditations is trash though. So you gotta be careful when you, right. So let me do all of this here. The ATS Business University is a open sourced Division I university. What that means is, so what's open source? Wikipedia, you can change it at any time. WordPress. You can change it at any time. We talked about 15 things during this one meeting because you can change it at any time. You understand? It's every day the students show up to class. They determine what the professors are going to teach. Always top edge, always relevant, always right now. Everybody understand what I'm saying so far? All the professors are actually millionaires. They're not teachers. We're practitioners. We're practitioners. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. No one can teach here without being a millionaire. Everything we teach is relevant for you to go out there and be a millionaire. So that's the school in a nutshell. The vision of the whole vision of the whole company is to educate the whole world. Okay, so what Facebook is to social media, ATS Business University will be to colleges and universities. If you didn't get that, I'll say it again because you're probably thinking way smaller than me. What Facebook is to social media is what ATS is to universities. At least that's where we're going, okay? You know how Facebook has 2 billion monthly users? As will we. Now, the goal here is to educate the entire world, but I'm not really worried about you Americans, sorry. I'm more worried about the impoverished Americans, that's for sure. And people in, 3G areas, internet areas, stuff like that, because imagine when you get accreditation, which I'll come back to in a second, and you can take classes here and have that paper immediately get you a $50,000 a year job degree. Now imagine what that looks like in Nairobi, Kenya. That's actually a good example. Or in, Canada, India, anything, right? Imagine what that looks like, okay? Now, that being said, accreditation. They got plenty of them. They got folks selling accreditations online. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful with that. I've seen it. I've seen them. I've seen doctor's degrees sold online for $150. I've seen accreditations. And you'll see it a lot with those smaller schools that teach religion. Doesn't matter what the religion is, they have an accreditation. That's not ours. We're getting the same accreditation that the University of Houston has. Okay. Yes, we've been going through this process since 2017. So we're not just starting it. We are nearing the beginning, middle of it. Okay. Beginning, middle of it. So we got everything together. We know what we need to do. And we are doing part of that right now. Okay. We're doing that part of it right now. We are actively searching. Well, one of the things we'll be doing is getting a large college campus. You'd expect all that soon too, but I'll just keep that for hush, right? This is why I don't talk about this stuff. You understand what I'm saying? I don't talk about this stuff, but please believe the ATS Fighting Lions will eventually have golf teams and baseball teams, football teams, you understand? And be competing in the Big Ten.
You better go on with your Fighting Lions.
The Big Ten Conference, and hopefully one day the Ohio State could be our rival, hopefully one day. You understand what I'm saying? All right, so stuff like that. This is the future of that. So that works there. Great, share your calculator again. Hopefully you didn't clear it out. I want them to see those numbers again. I want you to know that if you're listening, this is the numbers we calculated earlier about what we're getting ready to do. You can stop in our grace. That's $2 to $3 million is what that basically is. It's your money. That's not my money. Fortunately for me, I make $3 million another way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. All right. So basically, it works like this here. We're getting ready to bring in 50,000 people in Nigeria alone. We're actively doing the same thing for India And then we have a plan so magnanimous for the United Kingdom, I can't even tell you how to tell you how to tell you. Okay. The goal, why keep us invite only? Well, for one, when you keep things invite only, everybody want to know what's going on. Let's just face it, what's going on in there? All right, invite only. Two, it allows me to control some aspects of growth, which is very important to me because I'm only looking for 6,940,000 weird people like Kathy. That's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for anything else. Once we get to that number, then we'll go to phase two. So we're not lunched yet. We're in pre-lunch until we get to 7 million people. Here's some good news, and then we'll end the call. You need to take what has been provided to you seriously, and more seriously, because as someone in the West, you've taken your liberties for granted like everybody else. You know it. You walk past water fountains right now and say, I'm not going to drink out that. When someone like me, who grew up homeless, that water fountain is life to me. And I live in America. I didn't come up in yo America. You understand? You come up homeless, real homeless, not like I slept in my aunt's house or I slept in my car. You know, I'm talking about homeless. You understand? You tend to not take your liberties. So let me hit you with this final rah-rah. We just worked on a contract to bring in 50,000 people in Nigeria. We're going to do the same thing in South Africa, same thing in India. I mean, I can grow one at a time or I can grow 50,000 at a time. You understand? It's how fast you want to get to 7 million. You understand? But guess what? They're all going to get vibing and all the other stuff. You missed it. Some of y'all have the opportunity to be like Jerome and Phil, and you're gonna wind up having 100,000 followers on the social media that we own, and you know the CEO and all the top staff. And Vibe ain't the only thing, I'm just not telling you the rest of it, to process this information.
My mute button is stuck. But I think
I just
want you to know.
Yeah, I feel you. Listen, process this information. We're not just, if you think I'm building a school to stand alone, you're not paying attention. Imagine if Google owned Facebook and Instagram and all its students only use Facebook and Instagram. I'm building a community that uses group economics. All the cool resources. So if you don't know what Vibin is, it's our version of Facebook, LinkedIn, and Quora, all wrapped up in one. I'm disruptive. Nevertheless, final words. This is what I need to receive. Wrap around your head. Whether you take advantage of Vibin or whatever it is or not, all the people coming after you will. You might as well be first. So when the boat rise, you rose to the very top. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. We will see you at 12 Central Standard Time for a very, very, very crazy class on business. Go ahead, Phil.
Love you.
Love you more. All right, everybody.
Love you.
All right.
Excuse me.
Take care.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I had a question. This is okay. Alexandria.
All right, Deanna, answer a question for me.
Thanks. I have a cousin. She's an event planner, and I'm trying to figure out how to get her on.
Call her up and tell her what you call her up.
invite her to one.
I remember y'all telling us about it, but I forgot. I got like a million things going on. But
doing the same as Alexandria.
Again, too. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Happy birthday!
Birthday. She tried to play it off.
Happy birthday.
Hey, girl. Thank you.
So, to invite her, first invite her to the morning meeting, and then who is Alexandria under?
Christine. I'll get it taken care of.
There you go. Yep. And from there, when you invite her to the morning meeting, from there, get in contact with Monica. Monica's going to reach out to you, and Monica can talk to her and explain to her how the ATS Business University will help benefit her and her event planning company. Because
I've been trying to like talk her to getting on and stuff, because I feel like my cousin can blow up. Like, she already know a lot of people, and she's been doing it for quite a while, and I really want her to like see the bigger picture.
Put in contact with Monica, because with a lot of thought processes with people who have businesses like your cousin, because it deals with event planning, which means a lot of people in one place, it's harder to market when people aren't meeting, when people aren't having events, when people aren't having the weddings they used to, but they can still do it. They have to market themselves as a safe way of doing it. And that's what we can teach her here. So definitely get her on the morning calls, and Monica's going to reach out to you and have her talk to Monica, because Monica will talk to her and walk her through it and help her see how the ATS Business University will help her increase her bottom line for her business. Because that's what we do. That's the ultimate goal, to help you increase the bottom line for your business, regardless of what's going on. So Monica, definitely get her on one of the morning calls and then have Monica talk to her.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to send you a text to Alexandria here in a little bit.
Okay. Deanna. And one of you guys, like, help me with, because Mr. Antonio was saying something about it, like, a couple of weeks. Why ask, like, a couple questions, and nobody ever called me or anything. I don't know. I know y'all busy and everything. Y'all got everything going on or whatever, so I'm not too pressed about it. But I would really like some help with how to get on to Vibin.
Okay.
I've got that.
All right.
We'll knock that out in the same conversation.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have an amazing day today. We'll see you out of the words of grace. We'll see you at the top and not from the top. All right, everyone. Take care.
Have a great day.
You bye. Too.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there. And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.